Concerning Mask Mandates, Christians, Coronavirus, and the Resistance by Garrett Mullett. Published August 17th, 2020. A friend of mine back in Montana texted me last week to ask my opinion on mask mandates. His pastor had recently preached a sermon declaring that because Steve Bullock, Montana's governor and former Democratic presidential candidate, had recently mandated the wearing of masks in public places like churches, it was the duty of all Christians to submit to the governing authorities and wear masks. Romans 13 says, "Submit yourselves to the governing authorities." Governor Bullock was allegedly the governing authority, therefore all Montanans must submit. So the line of reasoning goes. And such was the sermon my friend heard. So what did I think about that? He told me I could take my time and write a book before getting back with him if I wanted. He was just curious. Well, I may not have a book to write, but I do have something to say more than just what I initially shared with my friend over text message. So here we go. Like many conservative Americans, I find mask mandates concerning. They are, to me, more problematic than the worst microaggression. But before we get into the mandates, let us consider the science concerning masks. Supposedly, all masks, even those made of cloth like the one my wife sewed just in case for me, filter at least some particulates. Everyone agrees that even the crudest of masks offer at least a little protection from inhaling airborne coronavirus. Even so, there is a big difference between wearing an N95 medical mask and tying a bandana around your face. And at a certain point, the low level of protection that simple cloth masks afford begs the question, are they doing more harm than good? What about false senses of security? Suppose most people are wearing cloth masks over their faces and therefore practice less social distancing, a term I still find unsettling for its rapid rise from complete non-existence to ever-presence in all conversations, seemingly overnight. But suppose most people are wearing masks that afford both them and those around them little actual protection compared with basic hygiene and keeping your distance from others. Are masks, in such a case, more of an asset than a liability? Also, what about decreased oxygen intake? What are the health risks associated with a mask causing you to breathe in more of your own CO2? What are the health risks with you potentially breathing in your own activated virus? And are you at a higher risk of pneumonia from breathing damp air through a moist mask all day? These are valid concerns. And color me confused, but I still remember back in early March when the Surgeon General warned that improperly worn masks could actually increase your risk of coronavirus. Much of my frustration with the mask mandates stems from the contradictory messaging regarding masks the past 6 months. We were told masks were optional if they made us feel better. Then we were told masks were useless. Next, we were told masks were essential, and we obviously wanted people to die if we refused to wear one. But I still remember when the messaging abruptly changed from masks being useless for the general public to their being essential for medical workers. How stupid did the experts really think most people are that they would believe that? My incredulity was off the charts. Are healthcare workers some other species? Is their biology completely different from the rest of society to where masks magically work for them but not for us? But then the line changed. There was a shortage of N95 masks. If the public had believed they needed masks to protect themselves, the public would have bought up all the masks. That would have left none for doctors, nurses, and EMTs. Therefore, it was apparently okay for public health officials to lie to the public in order to get the results they wanted. In this case, conserving the supply of N95 masks. A consequence of this, however, is that forever after this, you can hardly blame the general public for being skeptical of public health officials. Again, Dr. Fauci said masks were basically just to make us feel safer, but the Surgeon General said masks were useless and might even make us less safe. Then governors and mayors across the country said we had to wear them or else get fined and go to jail. And the CDC director and Dr. Fauci said it was either that or else shut down the economy again and lose our jobs. It would also be easier to bear seemingly arbitrary mask mandates were it not for the double standards. Who was and was not permitted to gather in large crowds or go to work was painfully obvious. Churches were shuttered. Liquor stores, dispensaries, and gun stores, meanwhile, stayed open. So did the big box stores like Walmart, Kroger, Home Depot, and Lowe's. Churches had to keep their doors closed for months. But Black Lives Matter protests and even riots were permitted. Police were even told to stand down and stand by as businesses and public property were ransacked and destroyed. Innocent people were assaulted, terrorized, and even murdered by mindless mobs of lawless, anarchist leftists. But the protesters were definitely not spreading coronavirus, insisted those on the left pushing for the harshest coronavirus restrictions. Schools were closed down, and even now, teachers' unions across the country melodramatically complain en masse about being forced to go back to work. But then the list of demands to be met before they could reopen often include things like defunding the police. And what exactly does that have to do with COVID-19 again? For those keeping score at home, the answer is nada. Yes, coronavirus is an actual sickness which people can catch and die from in rare cases. But the media and politician responses together have convinced me the COVID-19 threat is primarily an overhyped political ploy to wrest power from conservatives generally and President Trump in particular. There is just no other explanation which adequately explains the double standards, duplicity, funny numbers, and fuzzy math. In light of that, how exactly am I supposed to feel as a conservative American man when mask mandates are passed down from public health officials, mayors, and governors? To say I feel nonplussed is an understatement. I pay close attention to the news and read a lot of history. Even were that not the case, however, it is such a truism that politicians lie, it hardly feels worth mentioning. Everyone knows it. We all believe it. But that does not necessarily mean we all equally realize precisely how and when we are being lied to by politicians. So also, trust in the media is extremely low by all accounts, yet false impressions of consensus are still incredibly persuasive to many who are unthinkingly accustomed to following the crowd. Mask mandates are a great example of this. When the coronavirus panic first hit in mid-March, I remember going unawares to the grocery store to pick up some bananas and coffee creamer. To my shock and frustration, I found that the store was packed with frenzied and wild-eyed shoppers. Checkout lines stretched to the back of King Soopers on 10th in Greeley. But I do not recall anyone wearing masks. A few weeks later, I went into the same store and a few others searching in vain for toilet paper. There still was none, but now some people were wearing masks. The majority were still not.